Welcome to another edition of Texans Talk, brought to you by USA Today Sports Group here on Texans Wire. We really appreciate you listening each and every week. We debut a new podcast every Friday. So throughout the off season, when it seems like there's a lull and you can't wait for NFL football to be back, just remember that at Texans Wire with the Texans Talk podcast, it is always a football Friday. So we want to thank you for listening. So what's the subject of today's Texans Talk? You know, I got to thinking, because the Houston's entering, they've got the combine coming up next week. And really, you know, this is an underrated part. I'm going to have to put together a combine primer and really talk about this issue, because I don't think that when people look at the combine, there's the overt thing of you know, underwear Olympics and guys running 40 times and doing bench presses and cone drills and shuttle drills and the Wunderlic, and they interviewed this guy and he asked about his mama and all this kind of stuff. But there's another element to the combine that's significant, especially when it comes to free agent negotiations, and that is the fact that all of the agents will be there at the combine, and all of the owners and front office personnel and coaches, of course, will be there in Indianapolis. So that invites the occasion for these teams and these agents to get together and continue the talks that began during the Senior Bowl. I don't know that people know this, but that's what we seek to do here on Texans Talk and at Texans Wire, is to help Texans fans become better educated about their team and the NFL. So, here's the big secret. The big secret is, it's not that big of a secret. The big secret is, you hear about the clowny negotiations and, oh my gosh, it's February 19th, and it's the tag deadline. There's no such thing as the tag deadline being on February 19th. That is the beginning of the tag, but I'm getting off track here. We'll get to that in a moment as it relates to Jadeveon Clowney. Here's the deal. The Senior Bowl is when Brian Gain, just to keep it Texan, and he was there, I saw him, Brian Gain and the agents for Tyrann Mathieu and Jadeveon Clowney, really anybody else that they may want to sign in free agency, that's when those guys are going to be there. And it's especially significant for the in-house negotiations when they want to keep Clowney and Mathieu. So, because, you know, you get caught with tampering if it's someone else that hasn't hit the market yet, but it's still 2018, the 2018 season, technically, until I believe March 5th, when the tag deadline ends and free agency commences. So it all got started at the Senior Bowl. That's when, just figuring out where they were at, because they were in the same city, they were at the same venue, the same hotel in downtown Mobile. And that's when you have the occasion to start talking about numbers, feeling whether or not the player wants to stay, the team can express their interest, and so forth. You're going to get the same environment in Indianapolis at the combine. And so Gain and Matthew's representatives and Clowney's representatives, now they can really start to talk, you know, talk turkey, because after this week, that's when it all begins. As a matter of fact, I think Tuesday, let me see. Yeah, Tuesday the 5th. That's when you have to declare who's going to be, you know, who's going to get the tag, who's going to get the franchise tag on March the 5th. So a lot of decisions are being made at the combine relative to free agency. As a matter of fact, I don't know. Should I tell? No, I won't tell it. So this is why Indianapolis is significant as it relates to Jadeveon Clowney and Tyrann Mathieu. So that what I would do is I'd just pay attention, you know, to what's going on. And we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with Tyrann Mathieu and Jadeveon Clowney at Texans Wire. So we want to thank you for your readership and your listenership to the Texans Talk podcast. All right. So here's another element that I don't know if it's getting talked about. But one of the reasons why Tyrann Mathieu and Jadeveon Clowney would want to return is because of one significant person on the one significant player on the Texans. That is what is bringing them back. One of the elements, I should say, not the element, but in terms of optimism, in terms of direction, there's one player that they both agree on. So I had the opportunity to talk to not me one-on-one, but I was in it's not the post-game locker room. It's the final locker room session to close down the season. It was on Sunday, January the 6th. Okay. And Tyrann Mathieu, I asked him, because Bill O'Brien said, no, actually, this one, this clip that's coming up is from the post game. Yeah, this is actually post game audio. But I asked him because Bill O'Brien said that the future's bright and all that. So I asked Tyrann Mathieu, who's going to be a free agent, what's so bright about the future of the Houston Texans?
Coach O'Brien talked about how the future's bright. What makes it bright, in your opinion?
I mean, we got a great quarterback. We got great guys all around our team. I think a lot of times this season we haven't really played our best ball. You know, we didn't start well today, and we definitely didn't finish. And it's tough.
Well, who cares? I mean, he went on and he talked about everything else. So he was just couching it that it was the quarterback. You know, that it was Deshaun Watson, because there's many things to be proud of or excited about when it comes to the Houston Texans. So, you know, big deal. So he was just talking about Deshaun Watson and, you know, J.J. Watt and the coaches and the Justin Reed and all this, you know, big deal. Okay. Here, let's take a listen to Jadeveon Clowney on January the 6th, 2019, the day after the 21-7 loss to the Colts in the wild card playoffs. Here's Jadeveon Clowney's answer to the same question.
What's bright about the future of this team?
We got a star quarterback, man, that I believe in. I'm sure everybody else believe in. Having been here in 5 years, he just got to keep doing his thing, and people buy into that, and the guys around him build off him. And I think we got the team to do it, and the guys around him to do it. You got to put it together next season a little better than we did this year.
See, there you go. A more substantive answer. And it's talking about Deshaun Watson. I think that he will be one of the elements that helps the Texans lure in free agents. Maybe not necessarily this class, because they're concentrating on keeping a lot of their homegrown talent locked up. And you can consider Tyrann Mathieu in some regards that homegrown talent, because he had a revitalization, if you will, in 2018 on that one-year deal. But it's Deshaun Watson. That's the element. That's the one element that I think can lure other free agents to Houston. Because, as Clowney explained, they never really had a quarterback in the 5 seasons that he had been with Houston. And he just galvanized everybody, and he gave everyone the feeling that they were never out of it, that they could overcome any odds, any deficits, and get the thing rolling. So that's what I think is going to be the big secret. That's going to be the big element in drawing free agents to Houston is Deshaun Watson. And, you know, he just has that charisma and everything that that guys like DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt respected and fed off of. And that's going to be one of the elements that brings back Tyrann Mathieu and Jadeveon Clowney. So, the Texans, they have a job ahead of them in trying to comprise a roster or construct a roster that can defend that AFC South crown. So, we at Texans Wire have been trying to come up with ways that the Texans can improve their squad or have contingencies. For example, Anthony Wood, he says that the Texans ought to upgrade at backup quarterback and go get Ryan Fitzpatrick, because Fitzpatrick had some experience playing for the Houston Texans back in Bill O'Brien's inaugural season of 2014. So, in bringing back Fitzpatrick, you know, he's kind of at the end of the line, I think. I know that he did some great work for Tampa Bay. He almost had one of those Fitzmagic seasons, the type of which, you know, we last saw in New York, another type you saw in Houston to a certain extent, and then in Buffalo those years that helped him get the contract. But I don't know. I think that Brandon Whedon is valued a lot more than folks realize. And that's something that I'm hoping to get to elaborate on in the coming days on Texans Wire. So you'll want to take a look at that. But the fact of the matter is that Brandon Whedon is a free agent, so they may just go ahead and let him walk, and they could look to upgrade at backup quarterback. Now, if you upgrade at backup quarterback, what do? Do you get someone that is as young as Deshaun Watson? Do you get someone that is the great value version of Deshaun Watson? Or do you bring in another stabilizing veteran presence to help out with Watson? Or have you neutralized that? I mean, or do you not need to consider that altogether, given that you brought in Carl Smith, who did a great job? I mean, who was the guy behind Russell Wilson? You know, the veteran backup that helped with Russell Wilson's development? Matt Flynn? Well, of course it's not Matt Flynn. Tavares Jackson. You see what I'm talking about? So, in terms of who the Texans can bring in, Ryan Fitzpatrick is someone that they could bring in. I thought it was interesting what Chris Knowles brought up, and he said, why not Case Keenum? I think that, considering the book that came, who gives Case Keenum a book deal anyway? Okay, look, I'm sorry, I don't mean to digress, but when I was writing stories about that, and here's what Case Keenum wrote in his book about Bill, everybody can write a book anymore. I guess with Amazon and the self-publishing and everything, everybody can write a book. So I ought to write a book, you know, at this point. So, in Case Keenum's book, you know, he mentioned how Bill O'Brien pulled him in the office and just told him, oh, you're pretty much, you'll never make it in this league and you'll always be a backup and all this kind of stuff. So, that's kind of a big wound to heal. So, I don't know that Case Keenum is someone that they'll be able to bring in. I think what they ought to do is they ought to bring in, is they ought to retain Joe Webb for his versatility, because he can play special teams and he can be a backup quarterback. Hey, he can even play slot receiver. And they ought to go get a young talent, not necessarily with a draft, but here's what I would do. As you head into free agency in the draft, keep Joe Webb. As you get into the draft, hey, they're scouting quarterbacks. Let's just admit it, okay? They're not doing it to replace Deshaun Watson. They're doing it to know who's out there, because this information, the scouting that the Texans are doing, is going to be valuable when, hey, that player ends up in the AFC South and they want to know his weaknesses. Or they have to go get a quarterback. Well, now they've done their homework and they know how valuable he can be. So that's how it is, all right? If they can get somebody in the fifth, sixth round that's worth the value, that's not going to compromise their ability to help out the offensive line, because they really need to address it. Hey, I don't think you address the offense, but I think they should use those picks on something like quarterback or a kicker. You know, not that they need one, but you know, just what I'm saying is, because they better address offensive line within the first 100 picks. Otherwise, you know, what are they even doing? So if they can get a quarterback that's young, they can back up Deshaun Watson, I think that would be pretty good, because that's somebody that's going to be more apt to run some of the zone read concepts, the RPO that Chris Collinsworth likes to inordinately say. So that's what you do in that regard, is you bring in a younger quarterback. You have Joe Webb as the emergency guy to do everything, the gadget player, the Cordell Stewart of our time, though obviously not as successful. And that's how you fix the backup quarterback situation. You know, that's what I think. Then, if you go to TexansWire.com, Chris Knowles also provides an interesting option, a back-to-the-future type thing, more like a blast from the past, with bringing Glover, you know, and bringing Glover Quinn back to the Houston Texans. That would be interesting. Now, that's only in the case if Tyrann Mathieu somehow doesn't re-sign with the Texans, but he will. Trust me. Tyrann Mathieu wants to be a Houston Texan going forward. He wants the deal. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. Another interesting article we've got on Texans Wire is the first mock draft from our friend Anthony Wood. And in his mock draft, he has the offensive line being addressed. You want to check it out to see just exactly how he has the Texans address the offensive line. Ah, look at that. 546 shares for Chris's article about making a case for Keenum to return to the Texans. If only I could read some of those shares, some of the comments. I'm sure that they would definitely be hilarious. Then this one, it's from 5 days ago, and I think it was right after we did our podcast for last week. Fox Sports names Houston the worst city to be an NFL fan. I mean, I don't, you know, so what they name it the worst city to be an NFL fan. I just didn't understand their methodology. Where were they coming from? How are they the worst city? How could they be the worst city to be an NFL fan? They know how to cheer on when the opposing team's on third down. They know to be quiet when their team is on offense. How could they be the worst city? Okay, all right, they are, because Fox Sports said so, and You know, that's all there is to it. Like I said, my criticism was just the methodology. If they arrived at it and they said, all right, look, we took a look at some metrics. Here's our formula. When you compute the formula, the Houston Texans they're the worst city to, you know, for NFL fans. All right, you know, you got to live with it. But just, you know, to come out with a tweet and do a top five like that, I mean, you may as well come out with those dollar memes where you put up those dollar menu memes where you put up the players and then you got $7 and then you go down the columns and you pick out your players to fill quarterback, receiver, and running back and all that. You may as well have done something like that, like a DraftKings or whatever. Am I allowed to say that? I don't even know. But that's what they should have done instead of just coming up. Yeah, we're churning out content at TexansWire.com. You want to check it out. And also, this weekend, you'll want to take a listen to Texans Talk once again. We will have a very special combine preview that Chris Knowles and Anthony Wood will co-host, and you don't want to miss it. We'll have that at TexansWire.com. A Texans Talk combine preview that you'll definitely want to take a listen to. So that'll wrap it up for us. Follow us on Twitter at The Texans Wire. Go to our Facebook page, Texans Wire. Check it out, like it, follow it, and download the Sports Wire app in the Apple Play and Google Play stores. I don't have an Apple. Is it called Apple Play? It ought to be then. I think it's Apple Store or something like. But you want to download those apps so you can stay up to date on the Houston Texans and all the work we do at Texans Wire. You've been listening to Texans Talk Podcast. I'm Mark Lane. Thanks for listening.